You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Soul Song Healing with Lizzie. Live from soul-songhealing.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Soul Song Healing
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
So today's show is a little different. I offer healing on animals. I'm also a medium, so I do pet mediumship, and I'm an animal communicator. So this show is dedicated to a dog that I helped, who taught me a lot. And I helped him towards the end of his life, and he taught me a lot about the nature of transitioning. That was his word for death. And so his name is Jenkins. And I wrote something about the experience, about what he taught me, that I'd want to share first. And then we're going to bring in his person to do some pet mediumship, so I can talk to animals who are living, who have passed away. And I love doing healing sessions where I can relay messages and do healing work on the animal. So this is about Jenkins. When I was asked to perform healing on a dog who was about to transition, I had no idea he would teach me so much. His name is Jenkins. I learned a lot about the nature of transitioning. I'm using this word consciously because what he showed me had nothing to do with this finality we call death. He showed this unbreakable cord between him and his human, and that nothing could possibly sever it. He explained that all three of us, me, his human, and him, have incarnated and have transitioned millions of times, innumerable amounts of times. He even advised her to visit her own grave at a burial site, an Indian burial site. While preparing to transition, he explained that he'd been traveling through astral realms, visiting different places while asleep, and that he'd already exist in some way in those realms, or multidimensional. We discussed how you can be a spirit guide, but also come reincarnate here on Earth at the same time. He wishes to come back as a white cat to have kittens and be with his human once more. He explained he would be a spirit guide who will always be there at his human's left side, always on the left side. He referenced a painting that was made in his honor, and he said, "Please don't look at the painting as if that's me who left. I'm right here. I'm not going anywhere. I'm just returning to all that is. I'm leaving this vessel. I'm already everything. I'm not going anywhere. I can never go anywhere." And he talked about this eternal exchange of love between him and his human, Elizabeth. He explained that he had been taken care of, that she had taken care of him, and now he had arranged beautiful things for her in the form of a scavenger hunt around the world. These are surprise spiritual experiences that will unfold to help her heal and enjoy life. He said he planned it all out just as he had already planned out his next lifetime as a cat. It is a really beautiful experience to understand that our loved ones do not leave us. They are just shifting form. They are right next to us. We lose that physical aspect, but they're right with us. And that it's something I feel like we as a collective had understanding of for a long time and then lost understanding of. I believe that led to a lot of scarcity mentality and fear on Earth, or at least a change in consciousness. And it is natural to experience grief. I'm not saying to bypass grief at all. I think I just have found this new understanding that your loved ones remain by your side walking with you. "I'm still going to be here," was the main message he wanted to convey. "I'll always be here. We'll always be connected. Nothing can sever our love. It's the most binding force in the universe." He said transition is not a loss. It is a transformation, but it may be experienced like a loss. Jenkins explained that although it may appear that our loved ones are gone, it is how the sun appears gone at nighttime. We just perceive it as having disappeared, but it just appears that way. I loved this analogy. I find it very poignant and poetic. He He talked about humans want to go back and revise our lives. We think certain things shouldn't have happened the way that they happen, especially painful things, but that everything plays out exactly as it's supposed to. Jenkins elaborated by showing a field of yellow flowers with every flower coming up in its own timing, divine timing. He also said that humans don't respect the autonomy of other animals, that he loves that his human does, and her life choices. He was upset that he was not able to choose whether to be a father or not. I have a new profound understanding of what transition actually is and what it's not. And it's not a disappearing act. Your loved ones are not put in the ground and that's it. It's not that they're in this other realm where we can't access them. Your loved ones are right next to you, but they're also in this other realm. They're also in other realms all at the same time because we're multidimensional. So we exist in all these other different places concurrently. Love between you and them transcends universes and lifetimes and is unquantifiable. I learned a lot about what it means to leave this plane. You don't really leave completely. You're still with your loved ones, but you're unencumbered. I understand this from the soul of a dog who explained that he just chose to be a dog for a little while, advising all of us to experience more joy and dance and play because we're really only here for a short while. Out of everything in his whole life, he loves his human Elizabeth the most, and it is his honor to incarnate for her. I love her too. Jenkins, now that you have transitioned, I feel your presence with me more strongly. Thank you for teaching us and being a loyal friend. So we're going to take a caller who is Elizabeth Jenkins person and do some pet mediumship for her. So we can talk to Jenkins.
Hi, Lizzie.
Hi, Elizabeth. How are you?
Hi. I'm always get emotional when I hear that message from Jenkins. It's so touching.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Me too.
Yeah, but I'm well, and I'm really looking forward to connecting with Jenkins through you. And if there's something he wants to start with, that's great. But if you want a question from me first,
If you have a question, I am getting some messages, but I like to kind of start off.
We can let him go.
Okay. He's happy to be here. Obviously, he's telling me that he comes to you in dreams. He's visiting you in dreams, changes forms. He says that he comes in the form of a man with pale skin and dark hair. Does that make sense?
I'm not remembering a dream like that, but I had a experience during a meditation where this man's face appeared and came straight toward me, and with this amazing, beautiful love in his eyes. Wow. He had dark hair and Asian features.
Yeah, he just showed really pale skin. He's saying he's okay. He's also saying that he's with a dog of yours.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's with another very playful. And yeah, he's been welcomed.
So is that the dog we had, both of them together for a number of years, a golden retriever named Guinness? Is that who he's with?
Yeah, that's it. He's also saying that Guinness is also as a young boy. So that's something kind of amazing. He wants to thank you. He says that you gave him a really excellent life. He's kind of going through the different aspects of his life that he enjoyed. One of them is that he's saying that he got to be treated as an equal. He's giving me a lot of messages all at once. He's saying he misses his family. He's with his family. He's caring for your hearts. He says that he loved the glow of your heart when you would see him. So I'm guessing that's when you would come home. That's kind of what he's showing me. He said that he loved playing with your son, Brennan, and that he loved being a puppy, and that things got a little more difficult as he got older because of his body. He's also saying that, like, you gave him excellent medical care. And I know from working with you that you've got him energy work, acupuncture, like he's right. just, I got excellent care, and that he had a really amazing time. Like his bond with you, like he's alluding to a time where you two lived alone in an apartment. He's just saying he really loved this period of his life.
Neat.
Yeah. And he's saying, I visit in her dreams. There are times where you wake up and you don't remember, but he's visiting you quite a lot. He also says he loves the smell of grass, and that dogs
That's
just
cool.
showing me like the way that dogs can really perceive the world through their scent. And oh, and that he loved your mom's ear scratches.
Aww.
Yeah. So that's Sweet. Pretty cool. I'm kind of curious about what he looks like now.
Right? Does he appear in dog form, can he choose?
He can choose. Like, I think that word unencumbered is probably the best word to use here, because I'm seeing him as a light being. He's saying I can take whatever form I choose to take. And I'm kind of asking, can you show us one of your forms? Like, I'm kind of curious. And he shows this moving thing of light with these big blue eyes, but there's a feeling like he doesn't actually need those eyes to see. I think he's just kind of showing me the eyes so I can understand. But it's really like, wow, he feels very free. He's coming through really strongly, and he took a lot of pride in protecting his family and watching over. And he says he's doing things on the other side, everyone, to heal hearts, to help with pain, to help with life circumstances. That's still something he's like, that never stopped. But he says he watches over you while you sleep. I think it's kind of like when you were sleeping, when he was here in the physical, like he's just like,
always in my bedroom.
Yeah, he's always, that's what I'm seeing. He's like, I'm still here watching over you when you're asleep. Like, he's guarding you.
Yeah, he took that seriously.
Yeah, he takes it very seriously. Yeah. It's a big source of pride. But yeah, he's pretty satisfied with the life that he had, and he just feels very free. But, you know, there's a sense of like, I'm there with you. I want you to get help feeling me there.
Yeah, I would like that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Because he's definitely present, but he can see you grieving him while he's in the room. And this is something I encounter a lot in mediumship. It's like the person's trying to, or, you know, in this case, it's a dog, but the soul is trying to say, hey, I'm right here. But so I might need to help with that if I can. And once again,
welcome.
The smell of grass. He loves, I guess it's going to rain today. He was saying something about the smell of grass in the rain. Probably the best.
Oh, yeah.
It's something about it. It makes him very happy. But he's saying he got better treatment as a dog than most people do as a human, which I think is kind of funny. But the love that's coming through, I think, is really healing for me, because it's just like cable that connects like a bridge. It's like so strong, this love, that it's healing to actually tap into it. Like, I might tear up. I shouldn't tear up. This is life. But it's really powerful. And yeah,
that's
he
beautiful.
Just loves his family. He liked making friends. He loved the way your mom scratched him on the head. He doesn't want to leave her out. He's like had a special bond with her. Or when people snuck him food, he liked those people. Yeah.
Making him food.
Yeah. I showed a couple of your friends did it without telling you, which is like, I'm not going to name names, but Yeah, he says that humans in general, we live with too much regret, which is kind of echoes what he said before of like woulda, coulda, shoulda. He's like, live your life.
Yeah.
Don't go back. Go move forwards and find reasons for joy. So I think he's going to continue helping you with that.
I love that.
Me too. Yeah. What an amazing teacher. Like, I did not expect that. But he's a very passionate soul.
Yeah. It's interesting. When he was in dog form, he didn't appear passionate. That wasn't like his personality, but it comes through now.
Yeah, I mean, he has a good sense of humor, which I didn't expect, and the passion is really towards you. Like, he's just loves you.